Can we do a whole podcast episode that is out on a disc golf course? Can we do that?
Only if you do a whole podcast that's a musical.
Zach, we need to talk.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Hey, church communicator, it's time to talk. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. And I am your host, Kim.
And I'm your other host, Zach. And today we are joined by two special guests, both Steve and Tika. Now, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a poll to see what you can guess. So one of them is married to one of the hosts and the other one wrote the name of the podcast. So can you take a second, guess which one is which? We have Steve and Tika. You're right. So Steve is married to Kim, if you were wondering. And Tika actually wrote the name of the podcast and she came up with it. So Tika, how did you come up with the name of our podcast?
Okay. Yeah. So, well, one, we were actually thinking of some fun merch ideas for the Church Communications Conference. And I love a little bit of fun. But if you ever get a text message from someone that says, hey, we need to talk. If you have anxiety like I do, which you like feel that pit in your stomach and you want to throw up and yes. You don't want to talk like tomorrow, you want to talk like right now. Yes. So we thought we could spin it and make, hey, we need to talk something that doesn't make you want to throw up and makes you excited. And so that's where the name came from.
We're basically so good. T-shirt. So it started as a t-shirt and now here we are. So on the other end, let us know how you married Kim. That's a good one too.
Oh, that's actually a really fun question. This week we are at the house that I grew up in. So I lived here for 18 years. Normally we live in Indianapolis. Right now we're at the house that I grew up in. And I actually proposed to Kim like 10 feet to my right, 5 feet in front of where Kim's sitting right now on Christmas. So it was Christmas. The fun story about that is every time we come to Kansas, Kim hurts herself or is in sick in some way. And so she had hurt her back. And so we were kind of hanging out at the house because she couldn't really do anything at all. Yeah. And it was Christmas. The Christmas tree was up and I had planned on proposing to her. I had all these great plans. We were going to go down to Kansas City to the plaza and there was going to be a carriage ride and all these cool Christmas lights and all this stuff. It was going to be amazing. Well, it rained that whole trip anyway, so that didn't really matter. And then we're like here with Kim with a broken back and we're laying in front of the Christmas tree. And I was just like, I'm going to do it. And so I proposed to her right here in Topeka, Kansas. It was an amazing, beautiful moment for us.
It really
for me,
was.
For me specifically, for Kim, definitely, it was the best moment of her life.
Yes. I think, what did I ask? I can't even remember. Like he came and like had the ring and I was like, is that real or something like that? It was
because
magical.
It was cubic zirconia. So she knows what a real diamond looks like.
Yes, it was so magical. And true, I always get hurt in Kansas. This time I had a wisdom tooth that is basically decaying in the back of my mouth. So, you know, it's just a Kansas thing. No, it's awesome to have Steve and Tika here with us. I mean, obviously I love me some Steve, but I love some Tika as well. She is such a great part of our team. And we love just chit-chatting with her all the time. Hey, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Our audience wants to know who you guys are, a little bit of your background. So would you guys share with us right now? Let's start with you, Tika. Tika, tell us a little bit more about who you are, your ministry. And also, I feel like we need to know where the name Tika came from.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, I'm Tika. And yeah, I get to have the great honor of coaching church communicators weekly, which is so much fun, and just helping them feel more confident in what they're doing, or just help churches do their church communications, because we all know it's a very hard job sometimes. And yeah, it's, I love it. I have a baby, so I get to work from home with the baby, which is, as some of you may know, is a struggle bus, but also really, really fun. And we are just loving it. My, oh gosh, my name. So do you want the actual truth of where my name came from?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So if any of you are a little nerdy, like my parents were, you know about Dungeons and Dragons, and you know that Dungeons and Dragons also had a book series, and one of the characters was named Tika, and she was a warrior princess, kind of, and that is where my name came from. And so, yeah,
yes,
we just actually all of those followers we lost at the very
so yes, yeah, so I'm actually a warrior princess. Back. Yes, 100%.
And I love Warrior Princess. Warrior Princess, like, I loved Xena back in the day. I don't know if anybody remembers Xena, Warrior Princess. And that's what I think of when I think of you now, is just like, man, she's going to come in. She's going to take care of business.
Yes. I mean,
we do. We definitely
do. And that's what she does. Yes. It's perfect. The perfect name.
Oh, yeah.
But I love it. Tika the Warrior Princess, which, by the way, we have somebody on our team that's name is Princess. So, you know, you guys, we're just killing it around here. We have all the right people in all the right places. It's great. Tika, that is awesome. We love having you here. You know, Tika is our specialist in many ways. She is our design specialist. Like, she's that person. She has a great eye for look and design and all of that side of stuff. She's so great on that. She also leans in super heavy in branding and messaging. But one of the things that Tika has been doing a lot recently is helping lean in when it comes to volunteers. So you guys are going to hear from Tika throughout these episodes, and we can't wait for you to learn from her. Now on to Steve Tarleton. Oh my goodness. Hearts. If we could see hearts, we would. Steve, would you tell us a little bit more about you, your ministry, and, you know, your life? Just tell us about you. Disc golf. Tell us about
all about my life. Well, I guess I'm a little bit unique on the podcast because I am not employed by church communications. I am still in a full-time church ministry with a church in North Indianapolis. I've been in full-time ministry for, I don't know, about 24 years now. And so it's kind of been a long time. You can see all the grays there. Every one of those is a church meeting. So I can imagine a lot of you guys out there have started to experience that a little bit. But yeah, 24 years in church ministry, met Kim in California at a church we worked at in California, was there for 11 years and then went to their daughter church for about 4 years, and then have been here in Indianapolis. Well, not here. Here's Kansas, Indianapolis that way, about 8 hours. Been in there for 9 years now. And so currently I work as the production director for that church, overseeing about 14 staff members and just weekend services, audio, video, lighting, all that stuff, making it happen week in and week out. I have a communications background. When I first came to this church, I was in the communications department as their video editor. And so video is kind of my specialty, and just love being able to communicate through the medium of video. I feel like so many things now, I mean, you look YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, there's always a video element in there. And so it's a real powerful communications tool. And I love being creative. I love the gear, and I love telling stories through video. So I've been doing that now for, about 20 years of my career.
I learned my skills from Steve. Zach and I laugh all the time because some of my first calls when I was working with churches, I was like, I was just faking through it. I was like, oh yeah, that's, yes, those citations, that's terrible. You should not have those citations. And Zach's like, no, they want citations, Kim. I'm like, oh, those, I meant they're terribly great. So good for you. And people were like, she just is amazing. She knows what she's talking about. Hey, Steve, I do have a question for you. Steve, what is your favorite thing about Zach?
My favorite thing about Zach?
Yes.
Goodness. So I love it. My favorite thing about Zach is that he is so quiet most of the time. And then all of a sudden he's just like, well, I'm also like super wise and like, I'm going to drop bombs on you. And I've enjoyed all of our conversations. He's a very fun guy to be around. And we actually, when we were in St. Louis, we went and saw a play, and that was awesome. I love the musical theater background. So he's just a fun guy to be around, and we've had some good conversations in our limited time, like bouncing off each other at road shows and things like that. It's been a lot of fun.
For those wondering, it was the Muni in St. Louis. It's like a 10,000 seat outside theater. I mean, the stage is as big as the city. And like,
and the seats were as small as anything. Like, I'm 6'5" and I did not fit. I was just like, oh, this is so fun for 4 hours.
Yeah. And Kim and I will pull Steve along because in Chicago, we went and saw Death Becomes Her. That is going to be opening on Broadway in a few weeks. It was so fun.
So fun.
Steve, we pull him along every city we're going to go to a show.
He is a champ. And have we gone and played this golf? We have not played disc golf one time with the poor guy, and yet he has gone to shows with us. I think
we got to work.
Yeah, we got to work.
Disc golf, got to work.
Like, can we do a whole podcast episode that is out on a disc golf course? Can we do that?
Yes.
Where I just take you guys.
We can do anything we want.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Only if you do a whole podcast that's a musical.
I'm pretty sure almost every episode will have something musical in it.
And it already has. All of our episodes so far has mentioned and talked about a musical.
That's very true. That's very true. Well, you guys, we got to wrap things up here. So, Zach, like, what's going on? We're dropping these episodes. Yeah, it's time. We need to be doing this. Let's remind our audience, like, when are we going to be dropping these episodes on a weekly basis?
Yeah, we're going to be dropping these episodes every Tuesday. So when you wake up Tuesday morning, you're going to be able to imbibe and bounce around to the little ditty at the beginning of the show. Like, not the P Diddy, just a ditty.
It's our jam.
Brittany Book out. So hire her for all of your reality TV needs. That's who wrote ours. So you're going to be able to wake up, get your coffee, bebop around, and then just listen to some friends talk about church communications.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be dropping some like little episodes that are just bonus episodes for you, where we'll probably talk about marketing in theater and the benefit of marketing in theater and how we can make it into church. Maybe that sounds like a good idea.
That's a great idea.
But you'll be able to catch us every week on Tuesdays, wherever you stream podcasts. But don't forget to follow us on social media. We have the Church Communications Facebook group that is 35,000 strong. And then we also have our social media pages so you can learn everything and keep up to date with Church Communications.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, Tika, we look forward to having you guys join us in the weeks to come and learn a lot from you guys. We will see you guys on Tuesday here at Hey, We Need to Talk. Bye.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.